For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team was off last weekend, heads on the road to Fair State this weekend, joined by freshman defenseman Darby Gula out of Steinbach, Manitoba. Everyone says the biggest change from junior hockey to college hockey is the speed and the pace of the game. At what point did the game start slowing down a little bit for you?
Yeah, you're right. Definitely the first few games there, they felt pretty fast. You really had to kind of come to grips with like how fast people move on the ice and where guys are. But, you know, I think it takes a couple weekends maybe to just kind of get a feel for it and settle in.
New rule this year, you can dress an extra player. Coach Sertori's always said he wants that to be a defenseman. As young as you guys are, how nice is it to kind of ease your way into the game a little bit? And then, oh, by the way, you're going to get to play with one of those upperclassmen a little bit too.
Yeah, exactly. It's huge for us young guys. You know, we have such a strong D core up front with a lot of old guys. So just giving us young guys a chance to play a few minutes here and there, get a few extra more games in our freshman season really helps with, like you said, the adjustment period.
From Steinbach, Brennan Harms, Beaver from a couple of years ago, is from Steinbach. You obviously know him pretty well. How much did you just kind of bounce some questions off of him while you were making the decision of where to come play?
Yeah, no, I definitely talked to him a little bit, gave him a few phone calls when I first started talking to Bemidji a lot. So, yeah, he had lots of good things to say about Bemidji. Obviously, he really enjoyed his experience here and gave me a lot of pointers and a lot of things of what to expect, which kind of helped me get a feel for what it's like here and helped make the decision.
To be blunt, you guys have struggled a little bit with teams below you in the standings at times this year. The top of the league, you've played really, really well. This weekend, you got a team that's behind you in the standings. Number one, do you think about the previous results? Number two, how can you make sure it doesn't happen again?
No, I think we're coming off a good couple weekends here. We're pretty happy with our play recently, so I think we can try to put what's done in the past and just kind of move on. Coach mentioned that it's starting to feel a lot like playoff hockey here, and that's true. I think that's kind of what's going to get us up for these games here and really make sure we're prepared for each one.
I had to shake my head a little bit earlier this week. I looked at the schedule and, wow, there's only 4 weeks left of the regular season. This is when, as Coach Sertori says, this is a man's game now. How do you get prepared for your first go-through of college hockey playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know. I think just try to ride the energy, you know, like it's awesome to see like how passionate the guys are in the room about winning, and it's all we want to do right now. So I think that just kind of gives us young guys enough fire to, you know, get revved up for those games and you know, just try your hardest out there.
Outdoor game a couple of weeks ago. Number one, have you warmed up yet?
Yeah, no doubt I did. But didn't take too long, honestly, after those benches were pretty warm for some of us on one end and pretty cold on the other. But
I'm just learned where to sit. Looking back on it, I mean, I realize it's only been a couple of weeks, but how cool of a deal was that?
Yeah, that was one of the best hockey experiences of my life. Just seeing how like the town rallied around the whole event and got the ball rolling from everyone to the fans to the organizers and us players, obviously. It was a great experience, and I think we all enjoyed it a lot.
Steinbach's not too terribly far away. Do you have a bunch of family come for it or not?
Oh, yeah. My mom and dad will come to almost every game, grandma and grandpa as well. So I think my sister and brother-in-law are going to be coming out next weekend. So, yeah, it's nice to always have family around the rink here.
Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.